Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pieris. I dare say I'm still having a bit of a throat problem, slightly so. Hopefully, I'll be nice and fit tomorrow. But work must go on. Congratulations, Sri Lanka, winning the first T20 game against Zimbabwe. A close fight, but end of the day, Sri Lanka win by 4 wickets and the game went down to the wire. 2-3 balls to spare. Now then, putting to bat, Zimbabwe made a very defendable total of 175. Brian Bennett, 81. But some experts are of the view that on hindsight, Zimbabwe might have missed a trick by not playing Ben Curran in the T20 format, because he is a very good hitter of the cricket ball. And that is one thing that has been noticed yesterday, that the absence of Ben Curran might have dented the Zimbabwe score quite a bit. Anyway, all credit must go to Dushwanta Shamira for taking 3 wickets for 30. Sri Lanka in pursuit did a wonderful job. The opening pair got up to 96 runs and then there was a slump. And now this is something that has got to be addressed. Kushal Janith Pereira is struggling, batting at number 3. Nuvindu Fernando has not cemented himself at number 4. So these are areas that Sri Lanka will be concerned about. It's true they won this game by 4 wickets with 3 balls spare. But credit must go, of course, to Pathum Nisanka, super 55, and then Kusal Mendis, 38. And man of the match, Kamindu Mendis, 41 runs in 16 deliveries with 4 huge sixes, made the difference. But there are certain areas I'm sure Sri Lanka will want to work on. Well, that's it today on our podcast. But remember, we've got a very busy day coming up on Saturday, because it's not only the blue ribbon of rugby, the Bradby Shield, but also the second T20 Sri Lanka versus Zimbabwe. Let's keep our eyes focused on all that and more. See you again tomorrow at the same time for more of the latest. In the meantime, do pardon my voice, I'm sounding a bit hoarse. But then, let's listen to a piece of music.